out there, mate.
No worries, and good luck to the punters.
Steve McMahon there from the Australian Turf Club.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
The movement wide out, attendance climbing in the gates. And we're getting close to action now. Locked and loaded for the TAB Epsom. And it looks as though we're set.
Yes, it's almost summer.
Racing HQ, setting up your race day with interviews, the best form analysts, and the latest TAB markets. For everything on summer racing, your one-stop shop is Racing HQ.
Yes, just gone on 7 o'clock. We're into our preview hour. The best Saturday starters with us, Racing HQ. Whether you're listening to us on Sky Sports Radio or you're, well, you'll be watching us shortly. If you are on Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central, we welcome you to our big coverage today of the Kensington program at Randwick. We're looking for 36 degrees today. The track is a good 4 and a Penno of 4.69. Now, the cool change is on the way. It will arrive between 2 and 3 today, but before that, we will get to around 36. With that, they are going to water the track this morning between 8 and around 10.30. 4 mil is going to be put on the track in that time. So we'll monitor that as we go. But at the moment, it's a good 4 on the Kenzo, and the rail is in the true. Wyong, fine and a good 4 there. Gold Coast, fine and a good 4. And Caulfield, their temperatures have halved in Melbourne today. They're looking for 21 degrees, and the track is a good 4 at Caulfield. We welcome Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1, and Sky Sports Radio audience, wherever you are. We welcome you to Saturday, January 5. And Ray Thomas is with us as well. Good morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, and good morning, everyone. Yeah, it's going to be a very hot day for the Randwick-Kensington meeting, but this track is doing just what it's designed for, isn't it, Andrew, to become a bit of a workhorse for Sydney racing, given that the western suburbs of Sydney today is going to be in the low 40s. So probably a proactive move by the stewards of Racing New South Wales to make that venue switch. So it should be a little bit more comfortable at Randwick with the Kenzo this afternoon. And coming on the back of, as you mentioned earlier, Andrew, a terrific meeting once again at Canterbury last night, a record nighttime crowd since we've gone away from having those Canterbury Saturday meetings, 7,489 at the Friday meeting last night. There's a real buzz about night racing in Sydney. And talking to Jamie Barclay, the ATC CEO, Andrew, they want to try and replicate that sort of atmosphere and feel at Warwick Farm out in the west in coming months and years, particularly staying with English Millennium. So good things happening in Sydney racing at the moment, and hopefully we can keep that vibe going with a few winners this afternoon.
Yeah, we're on the Kenzo, 4.69, and as I mentioned, that watering to take place from 8 o'clock, about 4 mil are going on, and that's for good reason, given that we're going to get bloody hot, Ray, before that cool change does arrive, somewhere between 2 and 3.
Is that when it is, Andrew? Mid-afternoon? Okay, well, that might save us in the cricket, too, if we get a bit of rain, because we're in all sorts of trouble in the cricket. 600 behind, on, 3 days on. To go.
Yeah, no, we're okay. We're going to make them today. Already starting to get niggled from the Kiwis saying, come on, you blokes are struggling. The Kiwi radio presenter this morning that I do across with, they were into me. Don't worry, we're going to be 3 for 345 by stumps today. It's a pretty bland. We're here to talk racing, but you know what I'm sick of, Ray? Mm. You know what I'm sick of with cricket?
What's that?
We give the opposition every... No, we give them every chance to beat us.
They win the toss all the time.
No, but we go to India and we play them on spin wickets. We go to England and they set up the wickets for movement.
Yeah.
And then teams come here and we give them exactly what they want.
Well, I love the SCG. It's my favourite cricket ground, Andrew. But has the curator got off a bit light here? If this test match wicket was in Melbourne, for example, over in Perth, the curator would be absolutely hammered by it.
But into it.
You know, in 2 days, you get the ball hardly move sideways at all. There was no swing, there was no movement off the pitch. And look, to be fair though, India, their batting is fantastic. Pujara, wouldn't you love to have a Pujara batting 3 for Australia? It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. It would be. The young bloke that's got to go in at some stage today, I hope it's after lunch.
Pressure on him, yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah, there is. All right, let's get down to really what we're here to talk about, the racing. Just a couple of extras have popped up this morning just in the last 10 minutes. Race 6, number 6, Silent General has come out. Race 6, number 6. And Race 8, number 5, Darktown Strutter is out. Race 8, number 5. Has come out there, race 8, number 5. There's one, Le Dejeuner. Race 8, number 12 has come out as well, race 8, number 12. So they're the extras that have come through this morning. We'll keep an eye on those, Ray, as we go. Let's go and have a chat with Joe Pride. He's always up and about on, well, any morning, really. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning.
Joe, I guess with the extreme weather today, 36 before the cool change, just monitoring the horses, make sure in this warm stuff they're being well and truly looked after.
Yeah, sure. It's possibly a little bit easier when you get a heat wave because they generally just acclimatise, don't they? You know, they're great adjusters to their environment horses. And what hurts horses more are the one-off days that are really hot. But yeah, they've been stuck in these conditions for a little while now. Had bodies have had time to adjust, and it's probably a meeting given the weather down there we probably could have had out here in the end. But they're the calls that the authorities have to make.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Thanks for joining us. An interesting point you make when we talk about heat stress with horses. You usually find them happening early in the spring, don't you? When we come out of winter, might get a warm day, say, of upwards of 30 degrees out of coming from 15 or 16. That's when the horses or some horses tend to suffer a bit of heat stress.
Yeah, definitely. And as you pointed out earlier, we're doing our best to keep them cool. The facilities we have now, race day, are world-class, and we know exactly how to keep horses cool. I will say those new stalls at Randwick are excellent. They keep the sun off the horses, and it stays quite cool underneath the car park there. So it's an added bonus on a day like this.
Yeah, those new stalls are fantastic. Joe, two runners today. The first of those runners is in race 2, Easy Eddie. He's one of the shortest price favourites on the program. Field down to just 5, but he comes off two really good efforts. His last start win at Warwick Farm just before Christmas, terrific. And you've got potentially a horse who could go to a takeover target stakes if he can run up to expectations again today.
Yeah, look, he's been going along terrific. I've been very pleased with him. He's a horse generally early in his preparations when he's the most vulnerable, but he's managed to put in two really good runs and in races where the form's really worked out well. So it looks like the easiest assignment he's had that you can never take for granted. It's Sydney Racing. You've got to turn up with your A game, and, you know, you've got other variables here. You've got a probably pretty firm track. You've got a really hot day. So they're all things that he has to overcome to win today. But I think if he runs up to what he's been doing, he should be the victor.
No real tempo in this race, Joe. Do you just lead by default almost?
Yeah, look, and that's something I'm comfortable with. He's done that before. If something really wants to go, I'm happy to sit off. And he's also raced with that pattern. So, for a short price favourite, he's got a few things in his favour and he doesn't necessarily need the race to pan out in any one particular way.
Yeah, and Robbie Dolan's 3 kilo claim, that's going to come in handy today.
I think so, yeah. No, it seems to get him in easy, a little bit better at the weight. So, I'm pleased with him. Looking forward to seeing him run again today.
Okay, then you've got to wait all day down to the last, but it might be worth the wait, Joe, because this horse is in great touch, Tars in as well. Robbie Dolan's claim, he comes off two really good efforts. He won the Mudgee Cup. He ran second to your promising horse, Cyber Intervention, for a stable Quinella there on Boxing Day. And, look, he's a really good each-way chance in the final event.
Yeah, I think so. He is racing in good heart. He's had a run up the Kensington, in fact, a few runs back, and I thought he went really well that day. A wide-ish barrier is now not quite so bad with the scratching.
Yep.
But certainly a horse that's in good form, definitely likes the firmer tracks, so that won't be a problem for him today. He's coping really well with the warmer weather. He's in each way better than nothing in the last, for sure.
Two really good chances. And just finally, Joe, Destiny's Kiss, he was brave again last start on New Year's Day. What's your plans with this veteran campaigner who's rising 11 but still going well?
Yeah, sure. Not coping so well with the heat of late, and he pulled up a little bit jaded from the other day. So I'm just giving him a little freshen up. He's out at JazzCom. And he'll have a few weeks out there and then come back for a winter campaign. And dare I say it, the word retirement. I'd say the winter campaign will be his last, but he's been a terrific stalwart for the stable. And, it's not that he's not racing well. He's still racing really consistently, but he probably lost that little bit of dash he used to have towards the end of his races.
Well, but back in the winter, at least you'll strike those wet tracks, which he absolutely loves. And it'd be great to see him go out with one more win at some stage before retirement. Jay, two great chances today with Easy Eddie and Tarsin. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Joe. Joe Pride joining us out there. And looking at those prices with the scratchings, Easy Eddie at the moment is $1.65.
Yeah, that's with those scratchings now, Andrew. That makes a difference,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
And look, he just looks to get a soft lead here. And look, on the evidence of his two runs back, and the format of both of those races have been super as well. We can't forget that he does look really hard to beat in that second race.
He does. Race two, number two. We count down to the Magic Millions, Ray, and obviously this time next week in the build-up, final fields are out on Monday, barrier draws early Tuesday. You'll have all the track work on Tuesday as well at the Gold Coast. And horses today try to get prize money. High Tail is one of those in the first race, and there's obviously horses that are running in that cutest race at the Gold Coast, Ray. There's a lot of intrigue in both of those today.
Yeah, exactly. And also horses in the three-year-old division looking to potentially get into the guineas, horses like the Art of the Bar. So large, last-ditch stakes, so to speak, for some of these. And I think they're going to have to look at that final two-year-old lead-up race, aren't they, Andrew, on the Gold Coast? The rail out, 9-10 metres today, restricts the field to just 10. Six emergencies, not a good look, given you've got trainers trying to use that race to get in a last-ditch chance into the Magic Millions next week. Either they don't have this final meeting at the Gold Coast, or they put the rail on the true and leave it there, one of the two, because it's not a good look when you've got six two-year-olds missing a start because the rail's out so far.
No, well, it's not, though, Ray. My belief here, sorry, I hate picking people up
on
there, but the rail today is in the true.
So why the field restriction?
My belief is that it's a ruling that has been decided upon with two-year-olds at this time of the year. Eagle Farm, we know, ran returned, and they ran from that new chute. And because of the buildings that have been built around the outskirts of Eagle Farm, they looked at it there and decided that they would only have limited numbers. Now, I can only take it that this is the case today, that with the rail in the true and to only have 10 runners, there must be a... And I'll try and text some people while I'm on here, but there must be a decision by Racing Queensland, and I'm going to say the trainers, but I'll check that out, that they will only have these amount of runners at this time of the year.
Makes no sense, really, does it, Andrew? Why not split the race? You know, give these trainers and owners a chance to get into the big one. That's what they're all there for, so... Hopefully that'll be rectified in coming years.
I know Racing Queensland have come out this week and have said that they're certainly looking into having more races and more opportunities for people to collect. But I'll try and work out why they've done it today and why there's only 10 lining up. Gary Portelli might have the answer. Morning to you, Gary.
It's pretty easy, mate. Common sense is not real common.
That's true.
I'll try and find out the real reason why there is only 10. But I thought the same thing as Ray. I thought the rail's going to be at 6 or 8 and they're going to have limited. But it's in the true at the Gold Coast today. So there has to be a reason why. Anyway, good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning to you too.
Good morning, Gary. It's going to be warm out Warwick Farm Way where you're based, but we're at the Kenzo. Unfortunately, there's that switch of venue, which I know it was a little bit disappointing for you because you had Nicky's Gold absolutely primed for what would have been the Warwick Farm meeting today. But she's in good touch. She comes to the Kenzo this afternoon, and given even luck in running, she has to be hard to beat again, Gary.
Yeah, look, I've seen there's a few scratchings already, right? So that makes the field size obviously down to about 10, I think, at this point.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that makes it a little easier when you've got a back marker at the Kenzo. Often they get going sort of 600 there while the turns, they're sort of turning from the 600 onwards, and if the leaders get the back markers off the bit a long way from home, they all finish basically the same position that they straighten up in. It's very hard to make up ground when that happens. So I was concerned with the big field, we're going to be a long way back, but obviously now instead of being probably 10 off them, we might be 5 off them coming to the corner.
Well, what about the likelihood of a pretty firm track today, Gary? She has won on a good track, but her best form, obviously, is when there's a bit of give in the ground. Any issue there today?
Oh, look, it's hard to sort of work out, right, because I know she's been beaten plenty of times on good tracks, but if you look at her sectional, she's actually ran under the fastest of the day a couple of times. The first up run at Rose Hill.
Behind Seasons,
an enormous run. She ran in 33.2 or something. Mm. So it doesn't say that she doesn't run home, but she's been, I think, sometimes in leaders on them dry tracks, get a little bit of a picnic, you know?
Yeah, they keep going, don't they?
That's right. So,
she was a bit flat second up, but we saw at Warwick Farm, she was terrific, that finishing speed on the heavy, outstanding. She put two lengths on the field in the end, and how's she come through that, Gary? And
yeah, she's a tough bugger, I tell you. Mm. She just loves it. She loves it. She's a great horse to train like that, you know. She goes out and puts in every day. She goes to the tracks full of energy, and yeah, she'll run well again today, no doubt. Mm. This comes down to, I suppose, you know, whether it's sectionally possible to catch the leaders.
Yeah, that's the key with the front runners on these dry tracks. Two runners in race four, and they're both at double-figure odds, but, gee, I think they're terrific chances. A Million Dreams, who was really tough on the Kenzo last start, and Above and Beyond, who just doesn't know how to run a bad race, Gary.
Yeah, look, both horses are in great form. Would have been nice for probably one more go at midweek company, but this is a nice little sort of race worth, you know, a lot of money. It's what, 58,000 plus bobs for Above and Beyond. But A Million Dreams is a New Zealand horse, and he doesn't get the bonus if he gets it. But both horses are coming off good runs and good form lines. One's drawn barrier two, and the other one's drawn a little wider, Above and Beyond. So he's going to do a little bit of work to get across. But, you know, both horses are there to do the job, and I'm looking forward to see how they go now they've stepped up in grade.
Yeah, A Million Dreams last start on the Kenzo ended up in front, and talking to you during the week, you probably preferred not to lead because the horse didn't quite know what he was doing, Gary.
Yeah, exactly. He's a little bit lost. He's been one of them horses that's a little bit a bit of a fright for the horse. He's scared of his own shadow. So when he was out in front of the Kenzo, he half waited for horses to come up beside him, and he actually looked like he was headed at the top of the straight. He fought that horse off, and then he was lucky enough to fight the second horse who came with a run. So James McDonald, one of the best judges in the world, hopped off and said he's not a leader, but we've got the job done. But he's not a leader. I'd be riding him behind next start. So from barrier two, we get that opportunity today. And yeah, he's an honest little horse, and he's owned by Max Whitby, and we're hoping maybe if he can win or run second, it might qualify a trip over to New Zealand for the Karaka. There's a big mile race for three-year-olds there.
Yeah, later this month. Yeah. Above and Beyond, been a couple of scratchings, but I think he'll come out of gate 10 at the moment. Gary, will he just try and slide across?
Yeah, look, for sure, we'll roll forward on him. He's led a couple of times to win. Just found I was in two minds whether to step him up in distance last start, and after went 50 yards, I realised 1,000 wasn't his go. Yeah. I should have started him over 1,200, and just lost that first 50 yards of speed that he had early in the preparation. So 1,300, different tempo. We'll just let him roll, and say he's tough, and his run on past the line last start was really good. He just kept finding the line, you know, and he's given every indication he'll get further. He's the son of Sebring. He shouldn't have any trouble with it, but you know, just as I said, just you don't like to jump into the Saturday company this quickly, but it's a nice race. It's a low benchmark race, and it's a good chance to pick up big prize money.
No, fair enough. And just a couple of runners at Wyong today as well. Gary Rushen ahead, and is it Falav?
Falava, I think it is, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think he'll go to Orange next week, that fella, but the other filly Rushing Ahead will run. Yeah, so she's drawn a nice gate, and she'll take up a position. Hopefully she can run a good race for her owners today.
Terrific, yeah. And your best today, Gary?
Mickey's Gold, I think, for sure. If things go to plan there, she's a classy mare, and you know, hopefully we'd have the $300,000 bracket for her owners. Dream come true for most owners.
You've been a great money spinner already. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck today.
Thank you.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Portelli out there, and a lot of these trainers have been up to the Gold Coast and inspected. They've made it back to Sydney, and then, of course, they're back up probably tomorrow looking at, well, a lot of trainers look at these yearlings multiple times, Ray, before they go through that sales ring.
Yeah, and it was interesting that everyone's got their own different sort of idea about that, haven't they, Andrew? We were talking to, was it Michael Hawkes a couple of weeks ago, who said they just basically wait till they get to the Gold Coast and don't sort of pre-inspect prior. Other trainers like to go around to the studs and check at the yearlings before they go to the sale. So everyone's got their own methods, but it's going to be a big week up there for you, mate.
Yeah, no, it will be. Looking forward to being up there, and we'll have it all covered on whether it be Sky Sports Radio or Sky Racing 1 and Thoroughbred Central right through the week. By the way, you mentioned Hawks Racing. Inchuary's come out last night late. Race 9, number 8, came out late last night. I think it's been saved. Glenn Munsey sent me a text. I think it's been saved for a race next week, an 1,800-metre race.
That's it. Yeah, just all right. This race was switched back from the 16 to the 1550. They just weren't, you know, sold on that and probably go back out to the 1,800. He came off that 1,600-metre run last start, Andrew.
Okay. Mimic is another scratching. It's come out of race 4. Race 4, number 12, Mimic, is another extra this morning. Let's go and have a chat now with Matt Dale. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Good to talk to you, mate. I don't know where you are. It's probably hot wherever you are, whether it be Canberra or maybe Maruya, where they've got a big race day on Monday, mate.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just pulling up over at the beach at Maruya, actually. There's a bit of a cool breeze here, but talking to them at Canberra this morning, they said it's one of the hottest mornings they've had there. It didn't really cool down overnight.
Yeah, no. Yeah, good morning, Matt. Driving into French's Forest, it was already 27, 28 degrees at about 5:30, so it's pretty warm. Speaking of Maruya, you've made that decision, Matty, to run Animalia, who you had entered for the last in the Maruya Cup Monday.
Yeah, that's right. I thought both Superstar Bob and Animalia were well placed in both races. Just off Superstar Bob's last run in Sydney, I thought he deserved, he was unlucky not to win that day, and I thought he really deserved a crack where he looks well placed today at a Saturday grade race.
Yeah, well, just on Superstar Bob there in the last, beautifully drawn, Hugh Bowman goes on and 3 seconds last, 4 starts this prep, and he's bursting to win a race, Matt.
Yeah, he is, and he's had a start on the Kensington track, which I think is important. First up, he ran really well there, and he's looking for the 1550, I feel, and drawn nicely with Huey aboard. So it sort of made my decision pretty easy, even though he did look extremely well placed in the Maruya Cup. But, I'd like to think that Superstar Bob, it's very hard to beat there today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the 1550. You just answered my question. He hasn't been out this far previously, but you've got no issue with the trip?
No, last couple of preparations, he's always wanted to pull a little bit over the 1400, and I've questioned him at past it, but he's trained off the beach this preparation, and he's racing a lot more settled, parading more settled, and racing more settled, and giving every indication that he'll run the trip, and Karen McAvoy jumped off him the other day and said, that a mile wouldn't be a problem. So, happy with him there today.
Well, you've got 4 runners overall, and probably, I reckon race of the day, Andrew, is race 8, the summer sprint, and that's where Stella lines up, Matty Dale's horse, against the likes of Heart Conquered. She was brilliant first up in that Tab Highway, Matt.
Yeah, she was, and look, she's come through the grades nicely, pretty protected through the country races and into a couple of highways. Four-year-old mare that's built a nice record, and it's certainly time to step up in grade. And it is a big step up in grade there today. She obviously gets a little bit of weight relief for it. Looking forward to seeing where she sits, because this race today will sort of help map out the rest of the preparation.
Yeah, no, it's a terrific field. Matt, everyone's got Say Stella and Heart Conquered sort of disputing the lead. Is that how you read it?
Yeah, I do. I do feel, just looking at the speed map, that's how they'll roll. I think they'd be both silly to go too, mad or take each other on head and head. I think they'll just find a nice, happy cruising speed and roll through their gears. And it's a perfect race to test up in grade. And 3 weeks between runs is good, and I've been really happy with her.
Yeah, just raised a very salient point, Matt. The one thing about Say So, and also indeed Heart Conquered, they've got high cruising speeds. Like in 1,000-metre races, you often don't see chasing horses off the bit mid-race, but these two horses are so quick, they get their rivals off the bit chasing, yet they're still cruising themselves.
Yeah, that's right. That's been her biggest attribute, is that first couple of 100 metres, she's very quick in the stride and can... and has been able to control the races thus far. Obviously, today, up in grade, and the speed involved, she might not quite get that easy, but it's certainly the time of her career that she needs to take that step up, and she's got to be able to handle it with a bit more pressure.
Yeah, now looking forward to that race. The other two runners today, Matt, Tiata in the Highway. You could have run her at Canberra yesterday, but you're happy to have a crack at Randwick on the Kenzo?
Yeah, I finally got her put in last start. Mm. She had a good confidence to the building win at Canberra and just thought it was a good opportunity. It's only the highways are only class threes, and so it's her last opportunity to have a bit of a throw at the dice in a highway. She doesn't have probably my usual profile for a highway horse, which is a bit more of an up-and-comer, lightly raced horse. Mm-hmm. She's probably a little bit of a different profile than what I bring, but I just think she's drawn in the middle. Jason Collett, rider, just where she's comfortable behind the speed, and give her a chance there today.
Yes, here she goes. And Sayed, who's a new stable recruit, so to speak, Matt, only had the one run for you, and to be fair, probably the 15.50 day today, a fraction short for him.
Yeah, too short and too sharp. He, you know, 1,400 first up, 1,550, or what was meant to be a mile second up, and I think he won't start to sort of fire up till next start, 2,000 metres and beyond.
How's he coming along for you, Matt? You only had him for a short while.
Yeah, quite happy with him. His coat is he's still a runaway as well. He's quite happy down here at Maria. He's nice and sound. It's hard to get a guide on these sort of horses until they get out to their trip. And because just opted for a bit of a different way through, instead of starting him first up over a trip, just opted to give him those couple of runs because his coat still has improvement. So happy to throw him on the truck, give him a trip away, go and have a couple of runs over what looks to be unsuitable trips to build his fitness and have him right when he steps up to 2,000 in 3 weeks' time.
Matt, just on that, we won't hold you up, but just given today is going to be a very, very hot day, how do your horses cope, given they've probably got a longer float trip into the Randwick meeting than most of the horses?
They'll all come from Canberra, so even the ones from Maria went to Canberra yesterday.
Right.
Just to break the trip up, and with the coastal traffic this time of year, going from Maria to Sydney, you've got to be careful. So they'll go from Canberra. Look, Say Stella, the last two, has got very hot in the yard. We know that. She will again today. That's just her, but she's ran extremely well doing that. And last start, Superstar Bob, on a really hot day, handled it well as well. So they've had a decent grounding. Sayed can melt down a little bit in the heat. He travels up okay in the float and everything, but into the mountain yard he can get very hot.
Right.
He's done that most of his career as well. So, look, on a whole, I think they'll handle it fine.
Terrific. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck with all four at the Kenzo this afternoon.
Great. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, Matt, it will be unusual because hopefully by that time the cool changes come through, but say Stella will still sweat up anyway.
Oh, she will, of course, yeah. She'll definitely still have a sweat, but though I'm happy with her, and like I say to the punters, if you see her having a bit of a sweat and getting on the toe in the mounting yard, that's very normal.
Yeah, understand. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate your time.
No problem at all. All the best.
Matt Dale there at Maruya, just down on the beach. That sounds all right to me. Can we do a hosting from there one Saturday when it's warm?
Sounds pretty good, Andrew. I don't reckon Matty will leave. He might not even make it to Randwick today. If he's got Maruya there, it'd be a great spot, wouldn't it?
It would be, knowing that it's going to be 37 before this change in Sydney. Pembroke Castle's just come out of race four, number one. So we've now got, what is it, four normals and the emergency, the Art of the Bar, that's come out of that race. So 1, 8, 11, 12 and 14 all out of that. Nothing else at this stage apart from those others that I gave you. Mm-hmm. We're sitting on 24. There's so many meetings at this time of the year, aren't there, that trainers have got plenty of options.
Yeah, we had a couple of those two-year-olds, didn't we, for instance, Andrew, last night, that were also dual-nommed, and that was won by My Five Phoenix, very impressive. And All Too Royal was another dual-nom, but it ran last night and won. And did you happen to see the win of Sylvia's Mother in the last, Andrew?
No, I was tucked away by then. What happened there?
Yeah, we'll ask Michael Hawke shortly, but she's a little bit slow away. Alessio controlled tempo. I thought, oh, well, she'll be hard to catch from here. But Sylvia's Mother just whipped round the field in the home turn, reeled her in. It was a soft win in the end, and she's highly promising. 3 from 4 by Snitzel, and she's going places.
What a moral that would have been. We should have all been on that, because Dr. Hook's... Ray
Sawyer, that's it, yeah.
Ray Sawyer, that's the Dr. Hook player that had the eye patch.
That's the man,
And, of course, Sylvia's Mother.
One of the great songs.
Made that a hit song. And he passed away earlier in the week. Gee, we can latch on late, but we got there. Let's take a break here on Racing HQ with Ray Thomas. Plenty of interviews to come. And then, of course, after 8, the full preview for today's meeting on the Kensington track.
secure the very best that New Zealand has to offer. With a catalogue of the best yearlings available, buy from the best in the business at the NZB Standardbred Sales in Auckland and Christchurch. Contact NZB Standardbred now to request a catalogue or view online at nzbstandardbred.co.nz. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum finance amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest-free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance on now.
The new Inglis Race Day at Warwick Farm on February 9, featuring the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds and the $1 million Inglis Sprint for three-year-olds, followed by the opening night of the classic yearling sale at Riverside Stables, chase the riches of the Inglis Race Series.
It's Cheval Grand! Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup!
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe,
first time, every time,
is right here, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality, sound, athletic and beautiful pedigreed horses. I will be training for them at my Randwick and Flemington stables.
We invite you to join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. We're being heard on Sky Sports Radio, being seen as well on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Ray Thomas is with us. And Ray, just before we go to Pete Snowden, it has been a ruling by the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission that at this time of the year, the ruling is that only 10 can run from the start at the Gold Coast, and that's the reason why there's only 10 in that race today, which is pretty significant. But that's the ruling from the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission.
Okay, well, I reckon, Andrew, if that's the case, if they can't run a bigger field than 10, then perhaps they look at using this final race day somewhere else rather than the Gold Coast, because, as I said, it's denying potentially six trainers and owners an opportunity to get their horse into the Magic Millions next week. So it's a tough call on them, isn't it?
Well, all I can say is it's their ruling, and I fully understand that.
Oh, no, absolutely,
but there are 16. There are 16, emphasising there are 16 runners in the Magic Millions two-year-old classic this next time week. Next week.
Yeah, so I said it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Or why not split them up? But anyway, it's I'm sure they'll work it out for next year.
They will. Racing Queensland have come out and said that. And Peter Snowden does join us. Pete, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it seems a bit awkward up there today with just the 10 runners in that race.
Force rail must be out, Andrew, is it?
No, the rail's in the true.
Oh, that seems hard to work out, doesn't it?
It does, I've texted two people, and they've both come back with the same thing. So, Racing Queensland, I know there's been a few trainers that have been outspoken this week about it, but they're both saying that it's at this time of the year, the ruling is from the start that there is only 10. But then I pose the question, we got 16 lining
correct
up next week, Pete.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
It's 1,100 today, isn't it, and 1,200 next week.
Yeah.
Probably
maybe
the start is up the shoot. I'd say it has something to do with the start, I think.
Kelly Sweet has just texted me. He said it is a bad start. So maybe just from that 1,100, they can't run more than the 10, Ray.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason, Andrew and Pete, of it. Why not split the race? But anyway, hopefully, as we said, they'll sort that out for next year. Hey, Pete, you've got a good team in at the Kenzo this afternoon, including Hightail, who is still in the Magic Millions next week, but I dare say everything hinges on what he does this afternoon.
Absolutely right, yeah. It's been a tough ask. He's running 3 weeks in a row if he was to win today, but he's handling it well so far, I've got to say. He's a tough horse, but he gets his chance today. He's drawn a good gate. He's particularly well himself, haven't done much with him. He's bouncing off the track this morning, so he certainly hasn't taken any harm from the race, and he's had it up to date. But But does get another chance today.
Yeah, both his runs have been excellent. Comes out of what I thought was a pretty decent two-year-old race last week. He stuck to his guns well. Drawn ideally this afternoon, Pete.
Absolutely, Ray. I think Lidman 50 will suit him too. He's sort of nearly at his top the whole way today, so I was surprised he hung on as well as he did. So that good draw should give you a little bit of a softer run and just might make the difference at the end.
The other two-year-old in that race, Peter, interests me. Vici, I hope I pronounced that correctly, and I am invincible, Colt. He had a prep in the spring. He gave him one trial, didn't go to the races, but two pretty nice trials going into his race debut today.
Yeah, look, he's a beautiful horse. He's got a good pedigree. He's got a half-sister that goes quite well in Brisbane as well, so he'll definitely make the grade. Just take a little while to work it out. He's not switched on as some at this age, but he's a lovely type, will definitely improve from the run. And what you say is right. His trials have been good enough. But whether he just puts it all together, that's the thing. He's just still learning what it's all about. And for that good draw, though, with a good rider on, he's going to get his chance today. But he's definitely a horse to watch for the future.
Yeah, I like that horse. Then down to race 6, Pete, Poetic Charmer. He's just in a rich vein of form at the moment. You scratched him last week, but you had this race in mind, Pete.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. I think it's, I think I've made the right call. It definitely looks the right race for him. And spacing his runs has really helped the horse. He's carrying a lot more condition this time in. He's handling a lot better. And looking at him, he looks as good as he ever looked ever. I'm really happy going into today. And I think he's had a great chance.
Well, both his wins have been contrasting, haven't they, Petey? He led and pretty much dominated at Canterbury. And then at Warwick Farm, I think he appreciated being ridden conservatively from an awkward gate, to be fair. But he unleashed late.
Yeah, look, it was good. We had all intents to go forward, but he stepped slow. And Tommy took plan B in the hand and said he'll ride him back. And he settled beautifully. But you're right, he ran him up really quickly. Probably wasn't an overstrong race, but the manner in which he put him away was good to see. So he's got some options today. The real speed's drawn right beside him. He can follow that horse across, or he can sit. It depends on tempo, but he's got options to take, and that's the beauty of having the same rider on. He knows a bit about the horse.
Yeah, no, good point. Empress Ray resumes for you, Peter, in race 7. He's a horse we probably expect to come into his own once he gets up to 1,800, 2,000. But I find it interesting that you're resuming him over 1,550 off a couple of eye-catching trials.
He's trying well. He's a funny horse, Ray. He's you're right. He runs like 18 to 2,000 metre races, but you can't work him like a stayer. Once you start working long, he goes very dour. So the fresher he is, the better he is. So I've kept that in mind and been very mindful of that and the placement of where we placed him. So the two trials, been good gaps between them and a good gap from his last trial to this run today. So don't be surprised, even though it's a little bit short. I won't surprise me at all to see him run well.
Yeah, he's a good horse once he strikes form. He's a very consistent galloper. Toroso down to the last. I think he might be sneaking under a few people's radar here because his two runs back have been super and a massive drop in weight this afternoon, Pete.
That's a big plus for him, right? That was a turning point for me. I was a little bit sceptical about running him here, but look, I think from where he's drawn today, that big weight relief that he gets, he can hold a bit more of a forward spot and take advantage of his one gate and probably not be so far back. But you're right, his form's outstanding. The horse that have beat him have gone on and won again straight away, so that's good form. And the horse looks in great order. It looks nice race for him.
Yeah, and at double-figure odds. Suspense, Peter, you had nominated for the Kensington meeting, but you've decided to run Suspense at the Gold Coast today?
I just thought, even though it was a small field here, it was a fairly strong race. The Gold Coast, I thought, was a touch easier. Mm-hmm. And he's a bit of a quirky horse, too. I think the more you move him around, the more you mix it up, the better he is. So I've got a punt sending to Brisbane, and he'll go around today.
Fair enough. And just finally, Pete, one runner at Wyong, and she's got a good chance, Savannah Safili. She's racing well.
Yeah, no, she is. She's only limited, but great runner at Newcastle the other day. She's under pressure a long way out and just kept making ground. So she's still learning what it's all about. Has done well since the last start, and the ownership there is very difficult. If I can win that, I'll kick a goal at home. So.
Okay.
Lean
those
the horse.
Oh, there you go. There's extra pressure there, Pete.
Chinese or nothing tonight, please.
Oh, well, I get fish and chips when I get home. I know what it is.
Yeah, I know. You better check it all out if you don't win.
Well, Pete,
mate, we think.
Yeah, I was going to ask him quickly, Andrew. You might be able to answer this question then. Your best for today, Pete?
I hope it's the best, but I think for what it. Charmer, I think on paper he looks my best.
Fair enough. Hey, terrific, Peter. Thanks very much for joining us. Best of luck with Savance, most importantly, this afternoon.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Peter Snowden going through them.
Imagine
Poetic
the pressure,
Charmer,
Andrew,
Oh, fair dig. Imagine arriving home tonight. It's been beaten by half head or something. Cheese and kisses won't be too happy. But anyway,
the fish and we'll chips coming out instead. That's what he'll get.
All right. The scratchings have gone in from, so let's go through these for the Kensington. We know that it's warm, already up to just under 30 degrees. We're going to get to 36 before the cool change. At this stage, the Bureau are saying the change should arrive somewhere between 2 and 3. It's a good 4, Penno 4.69. Nevesh is going to put 4 mils of water on the track this morning from 8 o'clock. It'll take him about 2.5 hours to do that ahead of the change. Race 1, number 6, Namino, 7, Asago, and 9, My Fire Phoenix. 6, 7, and 9 out of the first. Race 2, number 3, Bolero King, 4, Suspense, and 7, All Too Royal. 3, 4, and 7. Race 3, number 8, She Clangs, number 8. The 4th, number 1, Pembroke Castle, 8, Battle Cry, 11, Sheriff, 12, Mimic, and 14, The Art of the Bar. 1, 8, 11, 12, and 14. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 3, Handfast, and 6, Silent General, 3 and 6. Race 7, number 4, Sir Bacchus, number 4. Race 8 on the Kensington, take out 2, Invincible Quest, just out before they went fire or went in for them. It's a late one just before. It's 7.29, number 2. 5, Darktown Strutter, 6, Raiden, 10, Anna's Joy, and 11, number 12, Le Dejeuner. 2, 5, 6, 10, and 12 out of race 8. And race 9, number 3, Sedgenho, 6, Dawn Raid, 8, Intuary, 14, Weekend Affair, and 15, Animala. 3, 6, 8, 14, and 15. So they're the interims. And as I say, 4 mil being sprayed on the track from 8 this morning. And we'll go through all of the others in around 10 minutes or so. And I should mention, I'm getting text regarding the Gold Coast today.
Yeah.
I think the clarification is on this, Ray, and it's as simple as this, mm-hmm. is that today it's an 1,100-metre race, where next week it's 1,200. So the decision was made, obviously, by the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission that from the 1,100-metre start, they were only going to start 10, but next week from the 1,200, they're able to run 16.
Now, that makes sense. And to be fair, Andrew, I think in the last couple of years, this same race, which we heard from Steve earlier, a lot of the Magic Millions winners have come out of, have been relatively smaller fields, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Anyway, it's year by year, but obviously Racing Queensland are looking into more qualification races later on this year into this time next year. Matt Smith joins us now. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, morning, Matt.
Matt, I saw the trial earlier. We showed it when Tony Brazel made Rebel miss one of his trial horses. You would have been impressed by the trial.
Yeah, no, she's come back in great order. Yeah, she sure has. She's had a nice break and come back fresh and well, and it was a really nice trial for sure.
Yeah, good morning, Matt. It is a hot race, isn't it, this 1,000-metre sprint today? But this is Rebel Mist's forte. First up, fresh 1,000 metres.
Yeah, no, we found a reasonably strong race. trying to find a race suitable for her. It was a bit tricky, actually. But anyway, look, she's in good form and she's drawn well. Good jockey on board, James on board. So, yeah, she's a specialist around that 900 to 1,000. That's her distance. Yeah, I can't fault her. You know, if she gets the right run, she'd be in the finish.
It looks to be, obviously, it's a 1,000-metre race, so they'll hum along anyway. But the two favourites, dare say, will roll along at a pretty decent clip. That does suit Rebel Miss. She can sit off Stork because she's got a very sharp finishing sprint.
She does, yeah. You've got to get it right over the 1,000. She's actually better, I think, at the pace. The more genuine the pace, the better. She has a high cruising speed and she has that little short, sharp sprint at the end. So it might just hopefully play into her hands a bit today. If the other horses can get out and roll along and she can tuck in behind them, yeah, it'd be good.
I was going to ask you, can she sort of settle third, fourth in behind those two leaders, say Stella and Heart Conquered?
Yeah, for sure. There's no reason why she... Yeah, I'd love to see her there.
Yeah, terrific, yeah. And you've got one other runner today as well, Matty, in the last Plymouth Road. He is a stay, he is resuming. What are you expecting from him this afternoon?
Yeah, look, he's run well pressed previously, but it's well short of his suitable distance for him, and you know, just like to see him hitting the line, and we'd be happy. As he gets up in distance, he'll get better and better.
Exactly, yeah. And the latest on Fierce Impact, Matt, how do you pull up, and what are your plans going forward with him?
Yeah, pulled up pretty good. We're just giving him a nice easy week this week, and we just wanted to really see how he came out of the race. But look, he's come out of the race in good shape. So we'll map out a plan now. I've been looking at options, but I haven't decided exactly where I want to go yet with him. But you know, he may end up going to Melbourne, back to Melbourne again. But I'll sort of know what I'm doing this week. I'll make a put a plan in place, and we'll go from there. But I just really want to see how he did after the run, because he's had a few runs, and we sort of really, he was, you know, nice and wound up for the race the other day. So it was just good to give him a little break after it.
That was the Summer Cup 2000. Matt, what's his best distance, given he's run so well over 1600, particularly in a two-rack when he was unplaced but unlucky? So have you got a better handle on his best trip now?
Well, I think it's around the 2000. I'm sure he can win a good mile, but he seems to be better having that little bit more distance, definitely. Like when he ran in the 1800 at Rose Hill, he improved again, and then obviously he was really good in the Summer Cup. So I think anywhere around that 2000, and Corey commented the other day and said he thought he would run further as well. So, yeah, it'd be nice if, you know, there's plenty of nice 2000-metre races coming up in the autumn. So yeah, it's good to have a horse at that level.
Yeah, no, lovely horse. Well, Matt, thanks for joining us this morning. Rebel Miss is back today in what I think is going to be the race of the day, the Summer Sprint, and she looks hard to beat. Thanks for joining us, Matt, and best of luck at Randwick.
Anytime. Thank you.
Good on you, Matt. Matt Smith going through the couple of runners. And, I think it just tells us we've had a couple of trainers on just how strong this race, race 8 today is.
It is. And as I said, some promising young horses coming through their grades. It's their test for various reasons. You've got proven sprinters. And the one thing about this field, Andrew, with possibly the exception of the top weight, Tessera, who's a classy horse, but they're all 1,000-metre specialists. They love this trip. So this is going to be a terrific contest.
And Michael Hawkes does join us. Morning to you, Mike. We're just talking about how strong this eighth race is today. You're there with Hart Concords. We know Say Stellar, and we've just spoken about Rebel Miss with Matt Smith, but there's a couple of others. It's really strong, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This time of year, it's a good race, and, you know, it's off-season. But look, our bloke, he's well. You know, he's had two good runs, albeit they have been on wet tracks, and obviously today he's going to get a dry track. And but he's got to carry a bit of weight, and deservedly so. But it's a nice, even sort of field, I feel. But our bloke, he's hard fit, and he's ready, and he hasn't done anything wrong to date since being or coming or arriving to Sydney.
You know, he's in a rich vein of form, isn't he, Michael? Good morning. I guess the one question we should ask is, he's on top of the ground today. Can he bring that same brilliant speed he showed in his last two wins at Warwick Farm to a firm track at the Kenzo?
Yeah, I think so, Ray. Look, you know, until you really test it on it, you don't really know. But, look, he loves wet tracks, and he thrives on them and treats them like a fast track. So, look, today, you know, he's done everything going forward. He's fit. He's a speed horse. And, yeah, there seems to be a bit of speed in the race. But, once again, it's about how he jumps and just getting him in that rhythm. And Tommy knows him well, and he's won on him and knows what he's got. So, look, it's a competitive race, but, yeah, there's no reason why he couldn't win again.
Yeah. Say Stella's drawn just inside you, Michael. Everyone's got Say So and Hart Concord flying up front. How do you read the race?
Honestly, Ray, I don't look at speed maps.
Yeah.
So to me, or to us, that means nothing. You know, it's about our horse, getting the horse in the rhythm. Who knows what happens when the gates open? You know, half the field might miss the start.
Yep.
So, you know, to us, irrelevant. It's about the horse getting in a rhythm. Tommy knows that, and that's where he'll be.
He seems to have got better each run this prep, Michael, and his last two wins have been dynamic. This will be his seventh start for the preparation. Do you go much further with Hart Concord?
No, I think win, lose or draw, we fall up stumps.
Okay,
you know, he's going to be a better horse in the winter, and, you know, we know he loves or thrives on wet tracks. So we decided to keep him going for another run while he was here in Sydney. And, look, to his credit, the Echidna feeds, they've just got very, very good attitudes, and, you know, butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. He's a kind, quiet horse, and they just want to work with you. So we're lucky we've got some nice ones coming through, and, you know, it's he'll run super.
Yeah, no, he's an exciting horse. And, Michael, I did mention to Andrew earlier the winner of the last night. I know I get carried away sometimes, Michael, with these horses, but Sylvia's mother, she just looks really good and a very promising filly.
can't wait till your horse wins like that, Ray, and see how carried away you get.
He's hoping, yeah. But she was outstanding.
Hang on,
right?
What's the name of this one? Hang on. What's the name of this one, Ray?
There's a song theme to this one too, actually. His name's Veda after the Pearl Jam Man, so keep an eye out for that. But Sylvia's mother, a little bit slow out of the gates last night, Michael, Sylvia's mother, but when Tommy went around the outside, she just reeled them in effortlessly.
Yeah, well, that's the difference. You know, she sort of took off the start a little bit, and, you know, Tommy didn't panic, and it's all about balance and rhythm. And if you actually go back and look at the replay, she had to do a bit of work. They went slow up front, and the leader probably, in all fairness, should have won. But to her credit, Tommy just sort of started to get her going, just probably about the 700, and just let her slide up. And look, she wanted to run in, but Tommy actually rode her, I will give him credit, he rode her perfect from a sense that he actually kept her balanced the whole way up the straight and didn't start, you know, getting at her and getting her off balance, because had she been off balance, she wouldn't have won.
Yeah.
And that's the difference this day and age. You've got to keep your horse balanced, and that is why she was able to hit the line like she did. But, look, she's a lovely filly going forward. Same thing. We're just going through the grade, small steps, but, no, she's got a bit of a bright future ahead of her.
Yeah, no, promising filly. And just quickly, Michael, four runners at Caulfield this afternoon, and a couple that our Sydney listeners will certainly know very well. They've been racing up here over summer, Noshio and Kilmacara. You've switched them back to Melbourne, where they've run well previously.
Yeah, both those horses, have been good up here. Kilmacara last start, he went really good, and we dropped him back in grade. He carried a bit of weight, but he actually hit the line, and the leader that day probably just had it a little bit too easy and was a little bit hard to catch. But he's raced well in the past down there, and Notio, of course, he came up, and just a switch of states really turned him on, and he ran some super races. So, look, there's a couple of nice chances going back. Obviously, that's what we do, backwards and forwards, and we think we're good at it, and hopefully it just turns their table and their mind on again for another hopefully win down there.
Yeah, both look hard to beat. You've also got Smurf, Cody and Top Me Up as well. Four runners at Caulfield. Hart conquered at the Kensington meeting. Can't wait for race 8. Hey, Michael, thanks for joining us and best of luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Mike. Michael Hawkes joining us there. Ray Thomas will be back shortly to go through all the preview hour with Simon Denopoulos and the Tabs' Glenn Munsey. But right now, let's have a look at all of the scratchings for today's Tabs program. We're starting on the Kensington. We know it's going to be warm. It'll get to 36, 37 before the cool change. And with that, 4 mil of water is being placed on the track. Starting in about 10 minutes, it'll go for a couple of hours, a bit more than that, and that's the reason why it's happening, because the extreme temperatures early. Race 1 at the Kensington, take out 6, Namimo, 7, Asiago, and 9, My Fire Phoenix, 6, 7, and 9 out of the first. Race 2, number 3, Bolero King, 4, Suspense, and 7, All Too Royal, 3, 4, and 7. The third, number 8, She Clangs, and the Emergencies, 14 and 15. 8, 14 and 15 out of the third. Race 4, number 1, Pembroke Castle, 8, Battle Cry, 11, Sheriff, 12, Mimic, and 14, Art of the Bar. 1, 8, 11, 12, and 14. Race 5, Clear. Race 6, number 3, Handfast, and 6, Silent General, 3 and 6. Race 7, number 4, Sir Bacchus, number 4. Race 8 on the Kenzo, take out 2, Invincible Quest, 5, Darktown Strutter, 6, Raiden, 10, Anna's Joy, and 12, Le Dejeuner, 2, 5, 6, 10, and 12. And race 9, number 3, Sedgenhoe, 6, Dawn Raid, 8, Inchuary, 14, Weekend Affair, and 15, Anna Marla. That's 3, 6, 8, 14, and 15. And the one rider that we needed, race 3, number 12, Zadoro, is Rachel King. Race 3, number 12, Rachel King. Navesh is just telling me here they've started the irrigation with the breeze picking up at around 9:30. So they've started it early to get it done before that wind picks up. So the irrigation of that 4 mil has started on the Kenzo. At Wyong, it's fine and a good 4 there. The rail is at 3 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 5, Snaps. 6, Atomic Sunrise. 12, Smart Decision. And the Emergencies, 14 and 16. 5, 6, 12, 14 and 16. The third, number 5, Akara Miss, number 5. Race 4, number 9, Nuclear Burst. And the Emergencies, 13, 14 and 16. 9, 13, 14 and 16 out of the fourth. Race 5 at Wyong, 1 homework, 2 Nonunga and 12 time and again, 1, 2 and 10. Race 6, number 6, Just Like Stratum and the emergencies, 14, 15 and 16. And race 7, take out 6 Mimic and 8 Karoo, 6 and 8. They're the scratchings for Wyong. We go to Albury. It's warm there, very hot. It's a good four, the rail, 3 metres from the 1100 to the 400. Race 1, take out number 2. Race 2, the scratchings are 1, 9 and 11. The third, number 7, races 4, 5 and 6 are clear. And race 7, take out number 3. That's the information for Albury. We go to Caulfield in Melbourne, 21 degrees only down there. They may get a couple of light showers through the morning. The track is a good four, and the rail is in the true for the first time since the Caulfield Cup Carnival back in October. The scratchings at Caulfield. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 2 Houston Street, 4 My Trust, 9 Cash for Diamonds, and 12 Omo Rose. 2, 4, 9 and 12. Race 3, take out number 8, Norton, number 8. The 4th, number 3, Celtic Love and 4, Extreme Bliss, 3 and 4. Race 5 at Caulfield, take out 7, Gwyneth and 11, Kazamba, 7 and 11. Race 6, number 1, Silence and 11, Unrealistic, 1 and 11. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, take out 12, Portman, 13, Hussey's Glow, and 14, Jester Dreamer. 12, 13, and 14. And race 9, take out 1, Glenrowan Prince, 13, Columbia, and 16, I Am Somebody. That's 1, 13, and 16 out of race 9 at Caulfield. The Gold Coast, we start those today. It's fine and a good four. The rail is true. These are the current scratchings. Race 1, number 2, Julaita, 10 Archer's Paradox, 11 She's a Mitzi, and 12 Lady McCabe. Races 2 and 3 at the moment are clear. Race 4, number 4, KK Boy, and 8 Shack OP, 4 and 8. Race 5, number 4, Kier Van, and 12 I Am Queen, 4 and 12. Race 6, the cutest 2-year-old, take out 2 Neptune Spear, and 4 Hightail, 2 and 4. Race 7, number 3, Jamelli, number 3. Race 8, number 8, Nikitas, 10 Time to Fly, and 13, Be My Star, 8, 10, and 13. And race 9, 14, Gold Sun, and the emergency, 17 and 18. They're the current scratchings for Gold Coast. Gawler, it's fine and a good 4. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 4, Trumped. Race 3, clear. Race 4, number 5, I Am the Key. Race 5, take out the numbers 1, 2, and 11. Race 6, number 6. Race 7, take out 3 and 12. And race 8, number 10. They are the scratchings for Gawler. Fine, a good 4. It's a twilight meeting. The rail is true. And Peter Ellis will preview that program for Sky Sports Radio at 11 this morning. They're all the scratching. Sky Racing 1 is about to leave us for American Racing. Sky Thoroughbred Central and our Sky Sports Radio audience. Coming up next, the full preview for today's meeting on the Kensington at Randwick.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wongina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wongina was the fastest 2-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Phase. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 3 at Gold Coast, Randwick and Caulfield. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab accounts only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers at 1-800-858-858.
Mum, the deals at the Bingley Bigger Than Big Sale are unheard of.
Okay, I'm listening.
Save up to $300 on Miele dishwashers. Save up to $700 on top mount, bottom mount and French door fridges. Get a Hitachi 415-litre top mount fridge for just $5.99. Get a Bosch 8-kilo washer for just $6.99. Or a Hire 8.5-kilo washer for just $3.99.
They're not unheard of now.
Bigger Than Big Sale on now at Bingley.
English graduates dominated the spring three-year-old classics. Extra Brute in the Derby.
He's strong. He wins the Derby. Extra Brute from Stanford.
Aristia in the Oaks.
Aristia just in front of Graceful Glamour. Aristia. Aristia up the Oaks from Graceful Glamour.
The Autumn Sun in the Guineas.
Four legs in front. The Autumn Sun. Blazes in spring. Bats in. Six legs.
Where will the smart buyers be in 2019?